AJB's podcast, 19 December 2013, Evidence for a Multiverse. For many years now, I've been intrigued by the idea of multiple universes. If they exist, it would answer a lot of the problems with current theories, such as what happened before the Big Bang, what caused it, what it formed from, and why our universe seems so special in terms of the physical constants seemingly being so fine-tuned to allow life. First, I should briefly explain these problems. A question people often ask about the Big Bang is what happened before it and what caused it. If it really was the origin of our universe, and there are no other universes, then those questions have no obvious answer. In fact, the questions themselves may make no sense, because time and space didn't exist before our universe began. Then there is the puzzling observation that many of the constants, such as the strength of gravity and electromagnetism, are not predicted by theory, so they could have any value. Yet, if their values were much different to what they actually are, life anywhere in the universe would not be possible. And that isn't just life as we know it. It is any reasonable type of life, for reasons I won't go into here to save space. But a multiverse theory can answer these questions in a rather elegant way. If our universe is just one part of a multiverse with an infinite number of universes in it, and as it broke off from the multiverse during the Big Bang, then we avoid the origin problems. The multiverse would be infinite in time and space, so asking what is outside the universe or what happened before is no problem. Outside is just more universes, embedded in a multiverse which has always existed. We still can't say for sure what caused our universe to break off, but I think it's fair to suggest it was just one of those causeless, random quantum events. The idea is supported by the fact that the total energy of our universe seems to be zero. So what about the fine-tuning argument? This has been used as a reason to believe in a god. Some people say that the universe could only be the way it is if an intelligent entity had deliberately made it that way. Of course, like most theological theories, this one is absurd, because it just pushes the problem back one step. We know why the universe is the way it is, but why is God the way he is? It's really nothing more than a God of the Gaps argument. A multiverse answers this question very easily. If there are an infinite number of universes all with slightly different values for the constants, then there is sure to be one which suits life. We live in that one because we couldn't live in any other. Just like we evolved here on Earth because Venus is too hot and Mars is too cold. The whole idea is just perfect except for one small issue. There has never been the slightest piece of evidence to support it, perhaps until now. Scientists who have studied radiation data gathered by the Planck telescope think they have found evidence of other universes, although this is disputed. The theory says that during the first few seconds of the universe, it would be affected by other universes in the area that would be detectable in the background radiation patterns, and that's what some researchers think they have found. I really do have to say that this stuff is rather speculative and quite preliminary at this point, but I think I have noticed a trend over the last 10 years for multiverse theories to be taken more and more seriously. Maybe in the near future the evidence will be much better and the theory will be generally accepted. It's certainly an interesting idea and the best explanation yet for some of the most puzzling questions we have.